fiery horse with the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty "Hi-yo, Silver!" The Lone Ranger. Faithful Indian companion Tonto, the daring and resourceful masked rider of the plains, led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. Nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver. Let's go, big fellow. Hi-yo, Silver! Away!
The spectators at the Pecos Rodeo went wild with excitement as they watched a masked rider put a bucking bronco through his paces with seeming ease. The masked cowboy had aroused great curiosity and had created an atmosphere of mystery which brought a large attendance wherever he appeared in a rodeo. Two men stood watching in silence as the rider finally subdued the bronco and headed for the exit.
Come on, Curly. Let's head for the cafe ahead of the crowd.
Right. Excuse me, will you? Let me get through there.
Me too. All
right. Well, that masked cowboy did it again. You can count on him winning every time.
Yeah, it sure looks that way. I'd hate to be wagering against him.
It's hard to get anyone to bet against him, Fenton. Why, they were offering 20 to 1 in his favor before the rodeo started.
Well, in spite of that, a man would be a fool to bet against the masked rider. He wins practically every event in the rodeos. I've seen him in 4. Of course, if he did lose some time...
What are we stopping for?
Hey, I thought of something, Curly. By Jiminy, if we could manage it somehow, we'll clean up and have cash to burn.
Hey, what's it all about?
I'll tell you when we get to the cafe. Come on.
Later at the cafe, Fenton and Curly sat at a table talking in low voices.
Tell me what you had in mind that would make us rich, Fenton.
Well, the next rodeo is in Stockton, Curly. And they're already putting up posters saying the masked cowboy will compete.
Well?
Now, first, we have to get a line on that cowboy. We'll go to Stockton a few days before the rodeo starts.
Now, I don't savvy.
Ah, you will, Curly. We'll borrow all the cash we can before we go. We'll need it. Then I want you to get your friend Gil to meet us in Stockton. When we're all together, I'll explain what I have in mind in detail.
There were two other men who had witnessed the rodeo. The Lone Ranger, who had disguised himself as a cowhand, attended the event with his Indian companion, Tonto. Later, wearing his mask again, he rode the trail toward Stockton with Tonto.
Masked cowboy who ride in rodeo plenty good.
Yes, he's aroused a great deal of interest. The only event he has consistently lost in the rodeos have been the shooting events.
Him not very good marksman.
But he's exceptional when it comes to riding and roping.
That right. Me wonder why him wear mask.
Perhaps just to attract the crowd, Tonto. Frankly, though, I'd like to know more about it.
Posters say he make next appearance at Stockton Rodeo.
It will be a big event and attract many people. Maybe we'll be able to find out more about the man at Stockton. Come on, Tonto.
The day before the rodeo in Stockton, Fenton met in the hotel room with Curly and a man named Gil.
First thing you do is take a boy to the lane.
Yeah, then what?
It's up to you and Gil to
We do find him, but he refuses to go out there with us.
It's up to you men to get him there one way or another. He ought to be at the fairgrounds tonight, making sure that things are good. Watch for him.
All right.
Not again. Until we meet at the shack. I expect you to come there with that masked cowboy. Now get going.
That evening at the rodeo grounds on the edge of town, the masked cowboy had finished his inspection of a large enclosure. It was about to mount when Curly and Gil approached.
Hey, evening, mister. I want to have a few words with you.
Well, what is it you want?
Well, a friend of ours has something to discuss with you. Something important.
I'm stopping at the hotel if you want to talk to me.
Well, he's not in town right now, but it isn't far to his place. If you're willing to ride there with us, it shouldn't take long, Mr. Point.
Less than a mile from here.
So it's very important.
Yeah, that's right.
He has a lot to do with running the rodeo, but, well, he doesn't want to be seen talking to you privately.
Why not?
Well, he didn't say. But look, mister, why don't you go see him and find out what it's all about?
Well, all right. I'll go to see him with you.
Good.
I'm ready.
Get it.
Get it.
Later, Curly and Gil entered the shack where Fenton was waiting. The tall cowboy walked in behind them. He had removed his mask and put it in his pocket.
There he is, Fenton.
Well, hi, stranger. Sit down and be comfortable.
Yeah, thanks.
My name's Fenton. This is Curly.
Hi. Yeah, my name is Roy Beaver.
That's a good idea, wearing a mask when you're riding a rodeo. It creates a lot of interest.
Yeah. I figured it'd draw bigger crowds and the prizes would be bigger since they're figuring on a percentage of what's taken in.
I reckon you make plenty on the side betting on yourself.
Nope. I don't bet. I'm satisfied with the prize money I collect. But let's get to the point.
Well, sure. I suppose you know that people are betting as much as 20 to 1 that you'll win.
Yeah, I've heard that.
Uh-huh. Well, if you happen to lose, the person who bet against you would stand to win plenty of cash.
Yeah, but I don't intend to lose, Fenton.
Beaver, we put out a lot of cash around town. All we had and all we could borrow. We bet it against you. At odds of 20 to 1. You'll get 1/4 of all we win if you make sure that you lose tomorrow. You savvy?
So that's the important something you had to tell me, huh?
Yeah, it'll be easy for you.
You're wasting your breath, mister. I'm going to do all I can to win tomorrow. I don't deal with crooked gamblers, Fenton.
Beaver, you aren't going to win because you aren't going to be there.
Pulling that gun on me isn't going to help, Curly. If I don't show up at the rodeo, the bets will be off.
Sure. At least we'll get our money back.
No, Curly. The way I have it planned, we'll win. Take Beaver's gun and tie him, Gil.
Right.
All right.
In a few moments, Roy Beaver was bound hand and foot and lay on a bunk in the shack. Then Curly asked,
Hey, Fenton, you said we're going to win. But if he doesn't show up at the rodeo, how can we do that?
Easy, Curly, easy. You're built something like him. If you take his horse and enter the rodeo wearing the black mask, who's to know the difference?
Hey, now, I'm not too good at that sort of stuff.
Well, that's just the point. You'll lose as a masked cowboy, and we'll collect plenty. Why, you'll be able to put up a fairly good show to get by on.
Well, sure, Curly, you can do it.
What do we do with the cowboy?
Simple. After the rodeo is over and we've collected, we let him go. Nobody will believe anything he has to say if he tries to explain what really happened. Why, he can't prove he really wasn't riding in the rodeo because of the mask, you savvy?
Hey, that's right. But if he doesn't go back to the hotel tonight, it might start people wondering.
Uh-huh. Curly, take his mask, put it on. We'll help you change clothes with him. Then you ride his horse to town and spend the night in his room at the hotel.
Oh, that's fine.
Tomorrow you'll ride in the rodeo as the masked cowboy.
Later, Fenton, Gill, and Curly arrived in town and pulled to a stop in front of the hotel. Curly, dressed in Roy Beaver's clothes and wearing the mask, stood a moment apprehensively as a curious crowd surrounded him and began asking questions.
Hey, masked cowboy, you all ready to win?
Yeah, everybody in town's betting on you.
Oh, sure. Sure, I'll win. Don't worry about this.
Fenton and Gill had moved off to one side so as not to seem too friendly with a rodeo star. Then Fenton walked through the crowd nonchalantly, saying,
Howdy, mister. We've watched you perform several times, and my partner and I think you're slipping, don't we, Gil?
Yeah, I've seen him do better than he did last time in Pecos.
Look, my friend, if you think you can do better, why don't you enter the rodeo and try to beat me?
That's tell them, cowboy.
Yeah, maybe they'd like to bet against you.
Uh-huh, maybe we'll do just that.
I warn you, I'm out to win.
And we say you're slipping. I'll tell you what. If any of you men are in the cafe later, we might take your bets.
Sure.
There, loco, both of them. Let's go to the cafe and wait for them.
Good work, Curly. You fooled them plenty.
I was mighty nervous at first, thinking someone might notice I wasn't the masked cowboy.
You'll get by. You look enough like him, so stop being nervous. Now go on into the hotel and stay in the cowboy's room. While Gil tends to the horses, I'll go to the cafe and lay some real bets.
Meantime, the Lone Ranger and Tonto had made camp in a woodland near the edge of town. The Lone Ranger removed his mask and disguised his features. Then the two men walked into the noisy, crowded cafe.
I have a little more cash left to put up. Cash that says the masked cowboy will lose tomorrow.
You must be loco, mister.
Yeah, you sure are throwing away your money.
All right. I'll take your wager, mister, right, since you seem so anxious. By thunder, if the masked cowboy did happen to lose, most everybody in town would go broke paying off.
All right.
Touching Tonto's elbow, the Lone Ranger moved to the back of the cafe where they could talk without being overheard.
Tonto, that man who seems to think the cowboy will lose tomorrow seems familiar to me. Oh, wait a minute. I remember him now. His name is Fenton. He's a gambler who had trouble a few weeks ago in Pecos for cheating.
That right?
He wouldn't wager that way if he weren't fairly sure he'd win.
Well, you think maybe him make deal with Mask Rider?
I don't know, but I intend to find out.
How you do that?
We'll wait until Fenton leaves and then follow him.
The Lone Ranger and Tonto waited about half an hour. Then Fenton left the cafe and the two men nonchalantly followed. They stood a moment in the shadows on the cafe veranda and watched Fenton.
You crossed the hotel.
We'll go in behind him and try to find out if he meets a cowboy. Come on.
A few moments later, the Lone Ranger and Tonto entered the crowded lobby of the hotel. They saw Fenton just entering a corridor across the lobby.
There he goes, Tonto.
We follow him?
Yes, but we be careful. Come on.
The Lone Ranger and Tonto walked across the lobby and went along the corridor which Fenton had taken. As they turned a corner in the hallway, they heard a door close.
Then go into room down there.
Well, it may be his own room. We'll find out.
The two men stopped in front of the room door. The Lone Ranger hesitated a moment, then knocked.
Well? Pardon me. We must have the wrong room.
Oh, forget it.
Hey, wait a minute. I got him covered, Fenton. Better have him come inside.
Come in, both of you.
I see you're visiting the masked cowboy.
Yeah, too bad you were so nosy, mister.
I watched a cafe like you told me to, Fenton, to see if anyone followed you. These two must have been suspicious because they left right behind you and followed you here.
I was afraid somebody'd wonder about all the betting we did.
So you've finally gone crooked.
Mind your own business. What are we going to do with these two, Fenton?
We'll take their guns and keep them here till after the rodeo. They'll be tied and gagged. By the time they're discovered, we'll be far away with plenty of cash.
Yeah, I reckon it is better to keep them here. Otherwise, they'll gab all over town about what they know.
Oh, I doubt that anybody'd listen to them, Gil. But we'll play it safe anyway. Now, while Curly and I keep them covered, Gil, you take their guns.
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger adventure. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments.
Thank you.
to continue. Fenton and Curly stood in front of the Lone Ranger and Tonto with their guns. Gil holstered his pistol and walked forward to disarm the two intruders. A quick glance of understanding passed between the Lone Ranger and Tonto. Then as Gil momentarily stepped between him and the other gunman, the Lone Ranger suddenly raised his boot and shoved it against Gil, sending the crook sprawling towards Fenton.
Get back, you!
No! Oh,
at the same moment that Gil fell against Fenton, Tonto dropped his hand and drew.
You drop gun!
No!
Then fired at Curly, whose attention had been distracted.
He hit my gun out of my way, Gil. I'll use my gun.
Hold it!
No, my wrist!
All right, let's go, Tonto, before a crowd gathers.
A few minutes after the Lone Ranger and Tonto left, Fenton and Gil ran from the room into the corridor, closing the door behind them. Then, as several men came from the lobby to investigate, they spoke excitedly.
They were shooting back there. Where was it?
We were coming along the corridor and heard shots that seemed to come from that room there.
Say, that's where the masked cowboy stands.
What happened, mister?
Well, I thought I saw somebody trying to get in through the open window, so I fired a couple of shots, that's all.
You all right?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Oh, good. You know you have to get out and win tomorrow.
That's right. We're all betting on you.
Well, since everything's all right, there's no use staying here, man.
All right.
That satisfied him, I think. You sure that Indian shot didn't hurt you, Curly?
Just hit my gun and numb my arm from it.
Yeah, and that ornery cowhand creased my wrist when he shot. Gil, if you hadn't have been so clumsy, he wouldn't have had the chance to shove you with his boot and have you fall against me.
I couldn't help it. Those two moved like grease lightning. What do you think they'll do now?
I don't think anyone will believe them. They said it was fixed for the masked cowboy to lose, so let him go.
Hey, we had a close shave with those two hombres.
Oh, forget it. Gil, you better go to the shack and stay there to make certain that the real masked cowboy doesn't get away.
All right, Fenton. I'll stay there until the rodeo starts, and then I'll come back to town. See you in the morning.
The Lone Ranger and Tonto had gone to their camp on the edge of town. While the Lone Ranger removed the disguise from his face, Tonto discussed what had happened.
Kimasabi.
Eh?
We know them plan to have Mask Rider lose. But it'd not be easy to make other people believe that.
Yes, I know. I think it would be useless to try to get word around now.
But if him lose, crooks make plenty cash.
I thought of a plan to make them lose, Tonto.
How you do that?
The masked cowboy has a special box stall assigned to him at the stables on the rodeo grounds.
Me notice that Pecos, him have stall with sign that say, Masked Cowboy.
We'll go to the ground just before dawn and wait in that stall. When he shows up, we'll tie and gag him. And I'll take his place and win, if possible.
Oh, that heap good idea. No one know it different rider, cause a mask.
That's the only way I know to beat them at their own game.
Just before dawn the following morning, the Lone Ranger and Tonto arrived at the rodeo grounds and entered the stall which was assigned to Roy Beaver, the masked cowboy. Before long, they heard hooves stopping outside. As Curly stepped into the shadowy stall, Tonto, who was alongside the doorway, raised the butt of his gun and brought it down on the back of Curly's head.
That did it. That will tie and gag him, Tonto. Good thing he rides a white horse. We leave his horse here in the stall with him, and I'll use Silver in the rodeo.
Oh, that good.
We lift him out of the way so the horse can't step on him. Then we'll close up the stall. There.
Maybe other crooks come before events start to talk to him and see another white horse.
I'll be out on the grounds exercising my horse. And that way I'll avoid them. Now let's get busy.
At the shack where the real masked cowboy, Roy Beaver, was being held prisoner, Gil was getting ready to go to the rodeo.
Well, Beaver, it's almost time for the rodeo. You know, when we told some men in front of the hotel last night that you were slipping, they wouldn't believe us. But they will after the poor show and Curly will make in the rodeo.
Folks will know he isn't a real masked cowboy. He's not going to get away with it. When they realize someone's taken my place...
They know. Most of the spectators haven't seen you ride. They've just heard about you. That's why they're willing to grab all our bets when we bet against you.
You and those other two are nothing but low-down sneaking crooks.
Shut up!
If I weren't tired, you wouldn't do that.
Well, you are tired. I'm wasting my time yapping with you. Got to get going so as to see the start of the rodeo. And when it's over, we'll have plenty of cash. So long, masked cowboy.
A short time later, the contestants and the crowd began to arrive. Fenton and Gill took seats along the rail.
Did you see that certain party this morning, Fenton?
No. He's been out there working his horse ever since I got here. Reckon it's better for us not to talk to him now.
Yeah, that's right.
How about the hombre you went to see?
Don't worry. He's still out there.
Hey! There goes the masked cowboy!
Show him what you can do,
fella! By Jiminy, Curly's riding like a champion. Looks better than I thought he would. Where'd he get the fancy outfit?
Must have found it among Beaver's belongings. There's the signal to begin. Now we'll see what happens.
The Stockton Rodeo was officially opened, and the crowd watched intently as the first event, chasing, roping, and hog-tying a longhorn, got underway.
Hey, look at him go.
By golly, he's faster than all the others. Yay! Hey! He did it quicker than anyone else.
I can't savvy this.
The winner of the first event, the Masked Cowboy. Yay!
And then followed a shooting event, riding at a gallop past the target and firing six shots. Fenton and Gill watched breathlessly as the masked man finally appeared to compete.
The winner of the second event, the Masked Cowboy!
And so it went, event after event, with the Lone Ranger coming out each time as the winner. As the final event, Bronco Busting, ended, the crowd went wild.
Let's get away from here, Gil.
Curly double-crossed us, a fool.
All right, let me through, will you?
Come on, please. Let us
get out of the way. Something I don't understand about all this. Curly never could have won like that. He never was any good at shooting. By thunder, Gil, maybe you sold us out. You let that fella Beaver get away and come here. That's the answer.
No, no, Patton. I swear he's still tied up at the shack.
If he isn't, I'll plug you, so help me. Come on, we'll go talk to Curly.
Meanwhile, the Lone Ranger hurried back to the stables where he met Tonto.
Oh, Silver, oh, easy, silly big fella.
You do fine, Kemosabe.
Oh, thanks, Tonto. Keep out of sight a while. I expect Fenton and his other friend to appear. I want to hear what they have to say.
You send word to Sheriff? What them try do?
Their punishment is the total loss of all their money, along with what they borrowed, Tonto. Yeah, I see them coming. Get out of sight.
Tonto quickly went into an empty stall nearby. As Fenton and Gil pushed their way through the crowd and approached the Lone Ranger.
Curly, how come you won? By Jiminy, if I thought you got paid off...
Don't threaten me, Fenton. Well,
you aren't Curly.
No.
Gil, you did let that masked cowboy get loose in time to come here and win.
No, I didn't. He was still tied up when I left the shack a while ago.
Otto, come out here.
Hey, look. The engine was in the room last night.
What?
Me here.
These crooks didn't persuade the masked cowboy to throw the rodeo, Otto. They took him prisoner and substituted one of their own friends.
You must be the hombre who followed Fenton last night.
Yes, that's right. Your crooked friend is tied in the box stall there. You have some explaining to do, Fenton.
Oh, here comes Sheriff Kemosabe.
Hey, why, Beaver? That was about the funnest I ever saw you. Say, what's going on here?
You called me Roy Beaver.
That's right. Roy Beaver is a masked cowboy. His father is a marshal in Eagle Pass. But if you're not Roy...
These crooks have Roy Beaver, a prisoner in some shack near here, evidently. They plan to run in a substitute rider who'd lose the rodeo so that they'd make plenty of money.
Great day. I heard a couple of hombres were making wages that Roy would lose, but I just thought they must be loco.
The man they hope to have enter the rodeo is tied up in that box stall, Sheriff. I took his place to keep the townsmen from losing everything they had. I rode to win.
You sure did a good job of winning, too. Say, you there. Where's Roy Beaver?
We don't know anything about him. This hombre isn't the real masked cowboy. We don't know where
don't
he
lie.
Is.
Sheriff, you might hold these crooks on suspicion of murder since Roy is missing.
You're the one who took his place. Maybe you got rid of him so as you could.
Oh, I had nothing to gain.
That's right. Why, this hombre beat every record Roy ever made. So he could have won even if Roy had entered.
I discovered what they intended to do. That's why I prevented their man from entering and took Roy's place.
They were fixing to cheat us.
We ought to string him up.
No, wait, please. Roy Beaver is all right. He's tied up in a shack about a mile from here on the west trail.
What?
Yes.
From what I overheard them say, Sheriff, I think you'll find Roy safe at that shack.
I'll take these crooks over to the jail and lock them up for assault and battery and hold them for Roy to press charges. I'll take their guns.
You'll find the third man in the stall where Todd and I left him just before the rodeo.
Mister, I reckon the prize money goes to you, and you sure earned it.
No, the prize money goes to Roy Beaver, the masked cowboy. See, I rode in his name.
Well, now, that's sure decent of you. But now that the rodeo is over, you might as well take off that mask so we can see who you are, mister.
No, I'll keep the mask on, Sheriff. Tell Roy we'll see him at the next rodeo. Well, our work is done, Toto. Let's go. Adios, Sheriff.
Goodbye.
Hey,
wait. Wait, come back here.
What are you yelling after him for, Sheriff? These are the crooks.
Yes, but I just figured out who that masked man is. No wonder he wouldn't take off the mask.
You mean he always wears it?
So far as I know. You see, I heard him call the Indian Tonto. And I heard him call the horses Silver and Scout. It was then I realized he must be the Lone Ranger.
This is a feature of The Lone Ranger Incorporated, created by George W. Trendle, produced by Trendle Campbell Muir Incorporated, directed by Charles D. Livingston, and edited by Fran Stryker. The part of The Lone Ranger is played by Brace Beamer.